listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Let me give you my show philosophy real quick. I'm going to give you the sports of the day. I'm going to give you my sports takes. I'll do a little pop culture. Maybe I'll tell you about a great movie I saw or a great TV show. We'll have some fun with some entertainment. I don't do politics. I don't try to infuse politics into the show. Only when it relates to sports and I need to take a sports take out of something political, like if Congress is doing something with steroids or Congress is trying to get the NCAA to do something or whatever, then of course I'll branch out. But you won't hear me talk about the government shutdown or anything about Trump or any you know, Schumer or Pelosi. You won't hear me do that. However, I do want to make a comment about this meme with Trevor Lawrence that is floating out there, where the Clemson quarterback was quoted as saying this about the fast food at the White House. President Trump got all our favorite foods. It was the best meal we ever had. Then we go see the coastal elite media trashing it for not being organic vegan. We're football players, not bloggers. It was a perfect blue collar party. If you fell for that, you're a dummy. I mean, you are a dummy. If you post it thinking that the quarterback at Clemson spoke like that, you really have to pay attention to what's going on. He is not that kind of quarterback. He does not talk in this language. This is so silly that we had a football team go to the White House. Again, I don't care who the president of the United States is. I can't believe we still in this country are so petty over politics that we had a football team go to the White House, had some fast food, had some fun, met with the president, whoever that president is. It does not matter. It is, you go to the White House and you know, it's the president's honoring you, and we have people making memes. Making the quarterback at Clemson, who hardly says anything, talking about coastal elite media as a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah, they better not be talking bad about the future Chargers quarterback.
Right, exactly. You are a dummy if you buy this. I'm not kidding. You are a dummy if you bought that he said this and used this language.
No, what we need this to be focusing silly. On. What we need to be focusing on is the fact that Burger King doesn't know how to spell hamburger.
Yeah, well. Well, Trump didn't spell it right, and then Burger King said, we're all out of hamburgers, where we have hamburgers, which I thought was cute. This spread looked good, though. Look, I'm not a political guy. You won't hear me go either way, but I got to be honest with you. I try not to go to fast food. I know what it can do to me, but if you gave me the opportunity to have a smorgasbord fast food one day, I'd love it completely.
Except okay? for that Filet-O-Fish. Get that crap
now,
out
get
of
the
there.
Filet-O-Fish out of there.
Nobody wants
I don't need that. But if you gave me an opportunity to gorge on as many of these burgers as I could just for one day of fun and hilarity, I would love the opportunity to do that. With no judgment? Are you kidding? Two Big Macs and a Whopper with a presidential cup of fries and nobody judging me? Oh, love it. I would absolutely love it. So that must have been fun, Clemson. It must have been fun. SB Nation AM.